So we're back in league business, Jonah. TNS 6 points ahead of the rest of the pack. Are TNS catchable, do you think?
Well, Mark, TNS are 1-20 on with 10 games to go. They're 6 points clear, plus goal difference. So I see no reason why they won't win the title again. Every team has a sticky patch, and for them, well, they've had a jam jar of a patch. They've had one win in 5 games, but their squad, their quality, and you know the reassurance of their first trophy of the season being secured last Saturday, they'll see them through as champions again, I think. They'll settle back down and get to their winning ways. There's one reason why the bookmaker have made TNS 1-20 on, and that's why they've done it before. They've got quality players. Their management team have done it before, and I don't see anybody else challenging them for the number one spot.
And let's have a look at the odds from the chasing pack. They've made Bala second favourites to win at 9-1 of Davabet. And then Airbus Now and MBI Llandan now equal at 25-1. Is that a fair reflection of the fact that Airbus and Bala have come back into the mix now and we expect them to overtake Llandan now?
We've mentioned at various times this season that every game is a cup final. Sometimes it's just used and chucked about that term, but everyone is now definitely. The European slot in second place is definitely, you know, up for grabs. Bala have a 4-point advantage, which is a nice advantage, by the way, going into the last 10 games. It's a good cushion, that is. But everybody will be fighting for the automatic, you know, second spot. Every game starting this Friday evening is absolutely vital.
And looking at the other side of the table, well, the separate table now, of course, the fight for seventh and the fight to remain in the Davabet Welsh Premier League. Who do you think is going to get that seventh spot, Jonah?
I think Bangor will start as favourites for seventh. They just may be, you know, worthy favourites at the moment because a couple of results of late have gone their way. You know, they seem to have hit form at the right time. They are the team, you know, going into the last 10 games with momentum. But, you know, Carmarthen, Aberystwyth, even Port Talbot, if they produce a runner result, you know, 6 or 7 wins out of the 10s, they could pinch a European playoff spot. You know, it could come down to one player having a run of, you know, 10 wonderful performances. Just imagine the centre-forward now. For either of these teams in and around, you know, the seventh spot from Port Talbot upwards, if one player could produce, you know, say he gets 12 goals in 10 games, real purple patch, that could be a significant, you know, goal scoring total to get your team into seventh spot in Europe. And I think that's what it's all about. In the, you know, whether a goalkeeper has a dream, you know, 7 clean sheets, you know, a midfielder just gets 7 man of the matches, or a centre forward gets, you know, 10 goals in 10 games. It's time of the season now, and you produce that, and you could produce European playoff place for your club.
And who do you think are the players that would do that? I mean, I suppose Venables comes into mind. Has he performed to the best that he can in the early part of the season? Is there more to come from him? Are there any other names that come to mind who could be the hero to make that big push?
Well, the refreshing thing about it is we've had different names come to the fore this season. You know, we've had you know, Mark Williams, Tony Gray, Neil Mitchell at Newtown, you know, 11 goals Mitchell at Newtown. I have to say well done to him. And sometimes he's playing as a left winger. Venables, as we know, has the ability to produce that. I think, you know, he's had the golden boot 2 seasons running. You know, he'll be very, very eager, you know, to capture a hat-trick of golden boots. But the race is on. Liam Thomas, if he gets the chances, he's a great finisher. And I said a couple of weeks ago, I may have him as an outsider for the Golden Boot. He's got a lot to pick up, but if they can get goals, he's usually amongst them for Carmarthen.
And those bottom spaces, Rhyl and Haverford West occupying them at the moment. We've seen some spurts of brilliance from both, but have they got enough in them to get themselves out of it?
You know, I think for them, it's all about the first 5 games. I know there's 10 games to go, and I said there's 30 points, but they simply have to get points now to put pressure on the people closest to them. It's a 30-point countdown from Friday. You know, the major part of the season will test every manager. It'll test every player's strength and how they deal with pressure. But the first 5 games, I think, to Rhyl and Haverford West, they will absolutely, you know, depend on staying or not staying in the Welsh Premier League.
Well, one man I'm sure is delighted to be in the top six and is planning his attempt for going even higher in this league is Andy Priest, the Airbus manager. Andy, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
No worries.
Now, let's have a review of the season so far. Happy with how it's gone?
Well, before the ball was kicked and where we are, I would say no. I was hoping that we could push TNS a lot closer this year. But as the season's unfolded and the amount of players we've had out injured. I've got to be delighted that we've made the top six. It's just been an absolute nightmare for us. But somehow we've managed to stay in there, stick in there, get the odd big result at the right time. And now with most of the players back, we're in an okay position.
TNS, you've drawn against. They have dropped points against other people as well. Nomads, most notably, a couple of weeks ago. So they must still be catchable, or are we all in dream world for thinking that?
I just felt that this season there might have been a chance. Just the fact that, you know, they didn't seem to have changed the squad a lot. And I just felt that maybe there was an opportunity. Ballon are only 6 points behind. It needs someone to be able to beat them. And I thought we were best equipped, you know, to beat them on a given day, which we did last year. And Connor's key probably as well, you know, with Andy there. We just have a way of playing against him that, you know, that we can beat them on just that one given day. But I just think that probably at this stage now, they're too far ahead to catch, unfortunately.
And what's your strategy to get as high as possible up that table in the next 10 games?
To do what we've done in the last, you know, five games, we're unbeaten. We played against Connors Keogh, the informed team in the league, and managed to beat them and get a draw with them. So, you know, with the players coming back, you know, we should be able to compete and push for that second place. Although it's 7 points, it was a similar distance last year at this stage, and we only just lost out right at the end. I think it was on goal difference or a point. So, you know, that's the aim, is to try and win as many games as we can. And if we don't get second, hopefully we could get third, and that might be enough to get us in Europe.
You must be delighted you're in the top half of the table, though, because there's no trips to Haverford West, there's no trips to Portalbert, there's no long journeys, are there?
Oh, we did not want to be in that bottom six of those trips. God, it must be a nightmare for Mill and Bangor. Yeah, it split really, really well for us, and a lot of the teams, the local teams, are all, you know, all pretty close by. You know, Ballard's probably the longest trip that we've got, so yeah, we're delighted to be in that top six, not the bottom one. Yeah, no one getting lost either, and not getting to the game, and loads of stories, don't worry about that.
Now, you have locked in the future. I mean, you've just given contract extensions to James and Bailey. What do you see in those two so far?
We're going back to having all the injuries. It's just opened the door for those two to come throughout the academy. And well, James Murphy, we call him Spud, he's been involved in every game apart from one this season. Probably would have expected him to maybe come off the bench in a few, maybe start a couple. But, you know, he started 11 games this season and he's been superb for us. Scored 4 goals and he's got a load of assists. So he's got a big chance. I think, you know, he could be the next one that maybe could go in the league. And Bailey's come in recently. You know, he started 8 games for us. And done great. So both of those are going to be a big part of the future. And I think that's one thing we've done since we've come in. It's not been like looking at season by season. We'll be looking at 3, 5, 5-year plans. And I think that's the way you have to go. And I think if lads are good enough, it doesn't matter what age they are. And, you know, I think I've been known to give young lads an opportunity. And these two have taken it, and I'm delighted for the academy as well. I think that's 15 players who've started the game for us in the last 4 years, which I don't think is equal to any other club.
Now, every time a vacancy comes up at Stockport, a legend like you is instantly linked with it on the Twitter sphere. Not to be this time, but you must be flattered that your old club still love you a lot.
Yeah, it's always nice to be liked by a club that you play for. I wouldn't say every club I play for I'm treated like that, but it's nice to be linked and be remembered fondly for how you did for the club. So it's nice to be linked, and you know, it's no secret I'd like to get back into the league over in England, and that's why I came across, was to try and prove that I could do it in Wales. And you know, I think we've done that over the last few years. But, you know, you just got to keep doing it, keep being successful, keep winning games, and the opportunities will come.
So let's go through the individual games this weekend. A couple of Friday ones to look at first. Carmarthen against Haverford West. Two teams, obviously, very close to each other with different reasons to want to get 3 points. Jonah, Carmarthen will want to get that seventh spot. Haverford West will want to move out of that relegation zone. Who's going to be the winner here?
Haverford West need to go to Carmarthen and get a win, definitely. I think Carmarthen, without Luke Cummins and Craig Hanford, I think are both banned after the last game. So I think Wayne Jones will see this as a chance to get a win and get back in the race of staying in the Welsh Premier League. First game of the season live on Scorio, I think it was one of the only 0-0s we had. But the second game was an entertaining game when Haverford West had a player sent off, a handball. They were drawing at the time. So it'll be an entertaining game, this will, on Friday evening down at the old Golds ground. But Haverford West have to go for victory.
And the Davabet odds say that it's 8-11 for a Carmarthen win, 100-30 for a Haverford West win, and 13-5 for the draw. Newtown have got a little bit of a trip up to Bala on Friday night, 7:45 kickoff. Who's going to win that one then?
Bala, the form team at the moment. Newtown, as we said, in a big game last week, produced a result. The second half of last season, Newtown, in fact, only won one out of their last 10 fixtures. And still qualified for Europe through the playoffs. So, you know, Bala are the form team at the moment, and I'd have to say they're favourites. And they still, as we said earlier on, they haven't given up on first place yet, never mind second. So I think Bala should win the home game on Friday evening.
And I think Davabet agree with you at 4-6 for the home win, 7-2 for Newtown victory, 11-4 for the draw. Perhaps the most interesting game on Friday night is quite a little derby. Bangor against Rhyl. At Bangor, at the University Stadium. 8-13 for Bangor to win. 4-1 for Rhyl to sneak a shock. 11-4 for the draw. And I said last time, Jonah, that the home form for Bangor has been pretty disappointing. This is a chance to step up, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting. If they did get their home form right in the first half of the season, they would have been right up there, Bangor. But Rhyl, the same as Haverford West, I think the time has come now. They won't be going away from home looking to sneak a point. So the odd, that's why the odds are interesting for me, for Haverford West and for Rhyl, both at 4-1. You know, I think there might be a lot of punters having a look at teams around about that price, interested, knowing that wins will only be good enough for Rhyl and Haverford West County. And the punters may take a look at that. Bangor, strong favourites, 8-13.
Of course, Connors Quay Nomads shocked a few people with a win over the New Saints the week before last. And lo and behold, they meet each other again. And let's have a look at the odds here for this one, Jonah, because Connors Quay away, but they've got them at 17-2, which I think you perceive to be a bit long for them.
I just think it's, you know, after winning 2-0 against the New Saints only a fortnight ago, they play again. They go in with the impetus of just getting in to the top six gap, Connors Quay. Andy Morrison's cry was to say, watch us go now. We can produce a few shocks in the second half with a little bit of pressure taken off us. This will be an interesting game, you know. And New Saints, as I said earlier, I think they will, with their class, edge towards the title. But 8.5-1, the away win, and 4-1, the draw. There may be a few takers there this Friday night.
And the other one to watch on Saturday is MBI Llandudno against Airbus. We've just heard from Andy Priest. Llandudno have done very well. Can Llandudno hold on for the rest of the season and keep on pushing above their weight?
Somebody at Davabet has really rolled the dice this week and come up with some interesting odds, because MBI Llandudno, the underdog at home to fourth place Airbus. MBI Llandudno have been brilliant in the first half of the season to come up to third. Airbus being, you know, a little bit in and out, but they're back on track now, and I'm sure Andy Priest will go there looking for the win. But Airbus at 5-4, Llandudno at home 15-8, that's nearly 2-1 at home for the team in third place in the league, so there might be a lot of people interested in that as well.
And that, of course, is the Scorio game, a very good game to have. Now, I've forgotten about a Friday game. I've left out Aberystwyth against Portalbert.
Well, yet again, their boost was only 2 weeks ago, going to Aberystwyth on a Friday evening and winning 3-1 against Aber. Aber, this Friday evening, will be without Luke Sherborne and Chris Venables, who both got sent off in the televised game against Newtown. So, and yet the bookmaker hasn't really taken any notice of that. So I think there'll be a lot of Port Talbot fans quite interested with the odds of around about 7-2 for Port Talbot on, well, nearly 3-1 on Friday evening. Aberystwyth even money. I'm sure there'll be a few Steelmen getting some blue fivers on the Port Talbot players for Friday evening.
And just a quick reflection on the game last weekend, the World Cup final. I think Denby did quite well for themselves, really, and definitely put in a good performance. And I'd love to see those fans in the Welsh Premier League, wouldn't you?
Well, we mentioned that last Saturday, Mag. This league is going in the right direction in all ways. And the last thing I think we need for it, you know, to really compete with other, you know, big leagues, if we could have 1,500 fans at every game, it'd be magnificent. The amount of noise them Denby fans made there last week, you know, I think that their 11 players just produced for them supporters. And that's what could happen when you've got 500 or 600 supporters behind you. They kept their players going. They, you know, they didn't drop their heads at all. They had to perform for the 600 Denby fans who travelled with them. And they did their 600 supporters proud, and the Denby Town supporters did their town proud.
Yeah, great day for both sides. Obviously, a great day for TNS. First silverware in the bag. Jonah, thanks for joining us. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Brought to you by Audioboom.